Tech Talk is one of the regular programs on RNIB Connect Radio, a radio service specifically for blind and partially sighted listeners in the UK. Tech Talk deals with any technology issue, and they stress the any, from the seemingly very simple to the very complex. Any sort of technology that can help a vision-impaired person is on their weekly menu for discussion and debate. And most importantly of all, it's about the interaction between the listeners and the programme's two presenters, Stephen Scott and Robin Christofferson from AbilityNet, which supports people of any age living with any disability or impairment to use technology. We spoke to Stephen Scott about what the weekly programme aims to achieve.
Tech Talk is a show which is designed to tell blind and partially sighted people all about how technology, mainstream technology, can benefit their lives, our lives. Those of us who are blind or partially sighted will know, certainly over the last 10, 20 years, certainly of my life, how technology has changed and improved and come on leaps and bounds and actually become a major part of all our lives. But of course, the challenge has always been that a lot of technology out there for us as blind people has been specialist technology that costs a huge amount of money. And there's something about maybe 7 years ago when we started the show that I really wanted to look at what technology was available on the mainstream market that could do a similar job. And of course, the interesting thing has been that since we started the show, technology has improved beyond belief, especially for us blind people. The idea, for example, of an iPhone, which when it came out was essentially a slab of glass with a button on it. And we all thought, how is that going to be accessible to us as blind people? And Apple, of course, proved it could be. And everything just continued from there. And it's opened up a whole world of opportunity on a device you can buy on the high street. And that is exactly what Tech Talk's about, explaining how that technology works for us.
So do you talk about the specialist equipment as well, so that it might be, for example, a document scanner that can read back a letter that's arrived in the post and speak it out aloud? Will you talk about that kind of technology as well?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I love doing on the show is comparing. So we will say, yes, okay, so here you have a scanner that may cost £2,000, but actually here's an app you can get for free that can do the same thing. And we compare it and we see what the differences are, and it depends on the application. If you're in a professional in employment, you may need that specialist technology, and that's fine. If you're at home and you just want to read a letter you've got through the post, spending £1,000 on a piece of software plus buying a scanner and a computer might be excessive. So that's why we want to highlight not just the specialist technology, but what its equivalents are and how they actually work.
Now, core to the programme, of course, you welcome listeners' comments, contributions, anything that they want to say about technology, and you've made it very clear that that's as broad as people want it to be. Do you get response from people who are just, if you like, techie, in other words, very much across the technology? And there's a kind of double question here. Are you worried that there is therefore a bit of a divide between those that do and those that don't when it comes to technology?
I think that's always the concern. One thing I was always very keen on with Tech Talk was that it never became a show for geeks. Geeks are welcome, but it's not a show for geeks. It's a show for everybody. And my ethos is with this program that it has to be a program that talks to somebody who has no idea how technology can benefit them, all the way up to someone who is fully aware of all of the benefits and uses it on a regular basis. The show and its core is listenership and people's interaction. The show lives by that, and we've had some really interesting conversations that have developed as a result of listener feedback. The show, for me, is about the listeners, because it's a community in itself, and that's what Tech Talk has become. And actually, for me, it's quite profound, because my sight got worse in the last 3-4 years, and I've really leaned on the community through this program as well. So it's not just about, you know, me being some kind of host or anchor for all of this conversation. I'm part of that conversation. I'm hungry for this knowledge as well. So I will reach out to the community and they will respond. And our listenership is just incredible, because they get in touch, they start conversations on various topics. We've talked about some amazing things that have appeared. So it's about a conversation led by the listeners, which is really important. But it's also a chance for people to ask questions and find out more. And that's what we're pushing towards now, is trying to really dip into the challenges that people are facing and for them to come forward with their questions. Because I want people to feel this is a safe space. You can ask any question. No question is crazy or silly and should never be thought of that way.
And the one-hour Tech Talk program can be heard on RNIB Connect Radio at 5 p.m. on Saturdays, 1 p.m. on Tuesdays and 9 p.m. on Thursdays. And you can hear Connect Radio on the Listen Live pop-up radio player via their website at www.rnibconnectradio.org.uk, rnibconnectradio.org.uk. On Freeview Channel 730, on any smart mobile phone by downloading the Radio Player app and via TuneIn Radio, and if you live in the Glasgow area, on 101 FM. Tech Talk also produces its own podcasts, which can be heard on Audio Boom, various RSS feeds, and on iTunes. And if you'd like to put a technical question to the programme, email is usually the best way to do it, and their email address is techtalk, T-E-C-H-T-A-L-K, techtalk at rnib.org.uk. You can also use Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag AskTechTalk, and they'll pick it up, as will others who are part of the family of listeners that, as we heard, support and contribute to the Tech Talk programme.